Shalom, shalom. Thank you for tuning in to Authentic Life with Grace. I am so excited that you have tuned in. This week's episode is all about from vision to reality, embracing a new year with expectancy for your dreams. You know, a lot of times we get in this race of a beginning of a new year. We got all of these visions and affirmation that we're going to achieve this or that or a host of things. And then by March, we drop the ball because there is no expectation that's stirring up passion and determination to achieve that thing. You see, vision is the starting point for turning your dreams into realities. It is the ability to see beyond your current situation or condition or circumstances and imagine a better future. You see, when you have a clear vision, you can set goals and create a plan for achieving them. Your vision gives you direction and purpose. It fuels such a tenacity inside to motivate and give you that grace, that strong determination that this is my portion. No matter what's going on or what others may believe, you're holding fast to the purpose of God, the very thing that heaven has impregnated you with and given you a commission to fulfill it. Remember, Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, verse 7, it says, as he think in his heart, so is he. Eating and drinking, he say to you, but the heart is not with you. So what you see serves as a signpost of your authentic beliefs. You see, what a man sees and vocalizes paves the way to his future. What is you welcoming in to pave the way to your future? You see, the influence of words is instrumental in shaping the physical realities in one's life. It's crucial to comprehend the words not only generate manifestation, but also it invites visitations as well. You see, our spoken words function as a architect of our envisioned future. So if I keep silent, nothing can produce. And uttering the wrong words produce a harvest in according to the seed of its kind. What I have aligned my mouth with, I will bring it in my life. You see, it's very important that we must align words with God's plan. You see, on the Hebrew calendar, we find ourselves in the year of 5784. Which is the designated year of the voice activated doors. I strongly urge you to articulate the mysteries of God into the atmosphere using your words to activate faith for the desires you express. You see, in the scriptures, we consistently observe the application of this principle, resulting in extraordinary manifestation of God's desires moving forward. Simply put it, if you declare it, you will receive it. And so there's no walking around and saying, I was just joking, psych-a-boo-boo. I didn't mean to say that. Those angels have been designed and commissioned to bring to pass what you speak. Mark 11:23, it tells us, if anyone say to this mountain, go destroy yourself in the sea and do not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he say, it will happen and it will be done for them. So what are you saying? Are you saying that aligns with God's plan? Or are you saying that which aligns with the Babylonian system and design to bring defeat and failure and the curse in it? So we have to cultivate expectancy. Cultivating expectancy is the belief that something good is going to happen. It is an anticipation and confidence that your dreams will become a reality. And so when we embrace a new year with expectancy and with hope, there's some fuel of God flowing out in such a zone of faith that the faith of God is colliding against all obstacles that is designed to feed you. And so this positive mindset can attract opportunities and open doors for your dreams to manifest. Now get this. When we lack expectancy, we are inadvertently allowing the expectations of others to declare their desires in our garden of life. Isaiah 43:18-19, it tells us, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing, and it shall spring up, and you shall not perceive it. And I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasted places. Hallelujah. So heaven is ready to unfold wonders. And the real question is here, are you positioned, are you preparing to undergo the necessary process to receive what is on the heart of God for this now season, which is the new season? You see, if we desire extraordinary outcomes this year, it is imperative not to carry the baggage of past years, not to carry the mindset of past years and the images of past seasons. You see, it's crucial to grasp the practical truth that my future is in the hand of God. And my words open the door to that future. So I'm not sitting there just allowing and the enemy to give the wrong frequency so I believe that it's somebody else's problem why I haven't achieved what I know that God has called me to achieve. You see, a lot of times there are folks who are trying to get to the place God wants them at using human capacity instead of using the kingdom principles and mindset to take you up to a higher place and reach the horizon. So it's taking action steps. Turning your vision into reality requires taking action steps. Other words, aligning and breaking down your goals into manageable tasks and consistent working towards them. Other words, that I'm not having all of these goals and say, God, you do it all. I don't have no participation in it. You see, each small step you take bring you closer to your dreams. Embrace the new season with a mindset of progress and persevering. Other words, overcoming obstacles. You see, along this journey, from vision to reality, you will encounter obstacles and challenges. Embrace this new season with expectancy, meaning facing the obstacles with strength and determination, seeing them as an opportunity for growth and learning. You see, overcoming obstacles strengthen your character and your resolve, bringing you closer to your dreams. So we celebrate milestones. You see, as you make progress towards your dream, it's important that you celebrate the milestones along the way. Acknowledge and appreciate the steps that you have taken and the achievement that you have reached. You see, embracing a new season with expectancy means that recognizing that the growth and the success, no matter how small they may seem. You see, many tend to dwell on their failures and their disappointments, neglecting the acknowledging and recording their significant achievement and milestones. You know, several years back, I experienced a painful injury on one of my fingers. You see, despite of the pain, I choose to focus on the fact that I still had 9 other healthy and victorious fingers. You see, I began to declare the wonderful plan of God and allow words of thanksgiving to flow out of my mouth, especially concerning the nine unaffected fingers. You see, this declaration sparked the healing, or provoked the healing, you may want to say, that healing flow of God. Hallelujah. And my injured finger was restored to divine health. See, a lot of times you're getting the results you get because of your perspective. Your perspective is a dream killer when it doesn't line up with God's perspective. Embrace the journey. The path for vision to reality is a journey filled with up and downs, twists and turns. But also, it's a journey to victory. Embrace your new season with expectancy by embracing the journey itself. Each experience, whether positive or challenging, to your growth and your fulfillment of your dreams, embrace the process with patience and trust in the journey. In closing, embrace your new season with expectancy, for your dream is powerful. It's a powerful thing. It compels you to your future. When you take hold and focus on the commission that God sent you to do, whether it's in business, whether it's in ministry, but whether it's that vision is for your family, for your nation, cultivate a clear vision. Nurture a mindset of expectancy. And take consistent action steps. Overcome obstacles. Celebrate the milestones. And embrace the journey. With this approach, you can turn your dreams into realities and make a new year the most awesome, the most transformative, and the most victorious. May your dreams bring the realities of heaven. If this episode has been a blessing and you enjoy it, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with others who might need a boost of inspiration, a boost of faith building. This year, see your life in such a way, a year filled with dreams fulfillment, and enjoy the embrace of your journey and process. Happy New Year's to you all. Let's show the earth that God has liberated us, and we step into the zone of kingdom reigning power and authority. Let us hear from you. Love you. God bless you. Be amazing.